And we're back. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hucklebuck.
Hucklebuck.
Das Hucklebuck, yeah.
Ah.
We're gonna do.
hey, that you were right. That Duke out southern to me. He was saying fighting and everything.
Yeah. But he doesn't say bull. He says boil.
No, he says that other word.
Boil. The one you can't say.
Yeah. Oh, we should ask Duke if he says in the floor.
Oh, shoot. Duke.
Duke, leave us a comment. Do you say in the floor or on the floor?
He had to step out again. But do you say in the floor or on the floor? That is, like, if you were going to... Would you
he
get
didn't
down?
Have to step out. He's going to go watch Robot Boy.
If you're, like, would you say, I have to get down in the floor to look for the pen I dropped? Or would you say, I have to get down on the floor to look for the pen
I dropped? Look for the pen I dropped.
For the pen I dropped.
I say in the floor for the pen. Now, what do you say?
All right. We're gonna get back to the people we'd invite to dinner, because it's been a long time since we addressed our dinner guests.
Our dinner is growing stale at this point.
Give me another one on your list, Ben.
First woman, one of two.
Okay.
And, you know, you're coming up with all these great political, the socio people.
Conversationalists.
Mine's Rosalind Russell.
Oh, that's fantastic. She'd be
just
great.
Just simply because I love her to death.
Yeah, that's a good reason. And
I think she'd be a hoot.
She'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Everything that I've read about her has said that she was a lot of fun when she went out to party.
There you go.
Go out dancing and stuff like that.
I bet she could liven Jesus up. Or yeah, David Letterman for that.
I don't even know what you're saying. The only esoteric choice I've had so far is Amelia Earhart, and she's not that
John
esoteric.
Adams?
That was taking him out, though. He's not coming to the 10-people dinner.
Oh, that's right. He's going to get clam chowder.
He's I'm taking him to Ivers for clam chowder.
That's right.
And incidentally, that reminds me, I never addressed Captain Asshole's comment about that, about
his
why
brother.
Should I be... Yeah, but Sam Adams, incidentally, is his cousin, not his brother. you're right. I never thought of that. And I think you can get Sam Adams beer at... the Ivers. So that'd be a lot of fun for John.
Oh, that would work.
That'd be a fun little treat for him.
And now
look how famous your cousin is, John. You've got nothing named after you. Sam's got a beer.
After you tell us your person, then tell your Sam Adams story.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good idea. All right. So my person, this is a not at all esoteric choice, although I have a couple other esoteric women on the list. Emma Thompson. And again, not eye candy, just because I think she's lovely. I think she's a lovely conversationalist.
And
she's a lot of fun.
Something tells me you'd want her sitting beside of you.
I want everybody to sit next to me. That's the problem.
You want to be in the middle. You're on the lazy Susan going around and around.
Spin me. Maybe spin the Stenny and whoever I land. Okay, you talk
like
to me for a while.
CNC.
I love Emma Thompson, and I think she's really funny, and I think she's just delightful whenever I see her on talk shows and stuff like that.
I think she would have witty repartee.
Exactly. I think she'd get along really well with all of these people, too. Could you see Mike Rowe and Emma Thompson sit next to each other chatting?
Yeah, that'd be
fun. And Amelia Earhart.
Glaring.
Amelia and Emma.
Yeah.
Huh?
You glaring at Mike and Emma. Having
No. It'd be all right. It would be okay. That'd be all right. Jack Benny, I think, and Amelia Earhart would get along fine. Everybody here. David Sedaris.
Oh, and, yeah, he'd be right in. He'd go good with Emma.
All of these people, I think, would go well together. There's only one on my list who's kind of a, I don't know, maybe not. So, quickly my Sam Adams story. So, my mother and I were driving someplace. It was Christmas Eve. That's not important to the story. And we'd been driving for a very long time in silence. And out of nowhere, she says, Samuel Adams is the best president this country ever had, and Harry Truman after him. And I said, Samuel Adams was never president. I think you're thinking of John. And she was quiet again for a few moments, and then she said, Samuel Adams is the best beer this country's ever had. She's right on it, my mother.
Oh.
My mother and I share our love for John Adams. There.
You are a pro-Adams household.
Yep, we are. We're pro-Adams.
Well, I'm sorry to say that in the Bowles, in the Bett family, mm-hmm. we sit around and just trash Jonathan. Oh. Every Sunday we gather.
Y'all are Jefferson fans.
Oh, bless this food. We hate John Adams.
Jefferson can go to hell. And Adams made up eventually. Yeah. Maybe y'all are Alexander Hamilton fans. Those two were bitter rivals.
Oh, yes, they were. They certainly were.
Bitter rivals. However, I don't think it's odd at all that I happen to like Alexander Hamilton a lot, too.
Oh.
Just for different reasons.
You know. Well, I mean, it's not like you were there and knew the finer points of each of them, you know.
Exactly.
If you know one better than the other, you'll hate the other. You know?
No, but their politics were very different, but...
Yes.
The politics are very different than ours anyways. All right, well, that's enough of this. Blah, blah, blah. I think everybody's turned it off
History
by now.
Class has now ended. Thus endeth the lesson.
Okay. It'll be a short quiz next period.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back in another half hour with more stuff. I don't know what. starting to wind down a little again.
Stuff. I know, I'm going to have to zip me up a coffee, I didn't believe.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. Let's have some coffee. Good idea. All right. So this is episode 20. We're coming up to
almost
up on
the halfway
mark.
Point.
That's good.
You thought we'd done past it.
A long time ago I thought we'd passed it. But we haven't, apparently. From what everybody's telling me, we're not halfway there
it's
yet.
It's jocularity at the Hucklebug.
Jocularity. All right. That's enough.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Huckleback.